were rebaptized, and they were sent to the island of Malta for life imprisonment at hard labor. Interesting. The Jews pirated the ship with these 27 on the way to Malta, and they disappeared. We never knew, you know, they never got there. They were taken off by the Jews, hired a boat, and they took them, and they never got there to serve their sentence. Now, this incident at Ancona shook up the Jewish people very, very badly, because now they were afraid. I mean, if Paul could do this, they were afraid that he would come after him wherever he could. The Jews in Amsterdam were frightened. All of the Murano Jews who had reconverted and thought that as long as they were out of Spain and Portugal, they were past the reach of the Inquisition, now trembled because of the fact that here you had this type of persecution coming, and there was apparently no defense against it. And the Jews tried every way possible, through bribery, through influence, somehow to quench the ardor of the Pope. The only thing that helped was that he died. But this raised a question which is so real today that it has to be mentioned, because it shows how nothing has changed and how we still don't know how to deal with the problem. The Jews in Amsterdam came up with an idea. They said, we will boycott the port of Ancona. If they did that to our fellow brethren, and if the Jews there are we don't have to do business with Ancona. We'll take our business elsewhere. We will have a boycott of Ancona. Now you all know that before the Second World War in the 1930s, there was a tremendous debate among the Jews in the world whether to boycott Germany or not. And it was split down the middle. And we have such instances today also. I remember when I was the head of the OU, one of our great Heksherim was that we gave a Heksher to dates from Iraq. Had an OU on it. So I remember that when I first took on the job, I was looking through all as many files as I could. I saw that, what are we giving out? I mean, it's felled dates, right? And then you go to California, there are enough dates for the whole world. So what do we have to give dates? Yeah, and I'm full of righteous indignation. Imagine that we're giving a Heksher, and who's taking care of the Heksher in Iraq? Of course, there's nothing to take care of. I mean, a date is a date. But Nabisco dromedary brought dates from Iraq. So the next Kashrus meeting, so I said, my opinion is we should drop the Heksher. We don't have to help Iraq. Zero. 3 days later, I get a call from the Israeli embassy. We're interested that you should have a Heksher in Iraq. Fits our foreign policy. There's, you know, you just let it lie. So I still don't know what, you know. But evidently, those are the two sides of the coin. And the other Jews said, well, let's not boycott Ancona, because if we boycott Ancona, it's going to be open war between the Christians and the Jews, and we're certainly going to lose more. There still are Jews who are living in Ancona. This way we'll still have contact there. This Pope won't live.